The Virginia Health Department's investigation director, Diane Woolard, says each year the state has about 150 E. coli cases, and each is taken seriously. There's a rise in cases in warmer months, but unless there's an unusually large number, it's not an outbreak. She says when a case is reported, the person is asked what he ate, where he traveled, and what his risk factors are.
And however you can get exposed to a microscopic amount of feces through either not washing your hands enough or something contaminating irrigation water on a field where some food is being grown, it's often associated with undercooked ground beef.
Woolard says prevention requires making sure food is fully cooked, avoiding raw meat, cross-contamination, and also thoroughly washing vegetables and hands. Symptoms of infection include watery, bloody diarrhea, fever, chills, and kidney problems. People who show any signs, especially young children and the elderly, should avoid contact with others and seek medical help immediately. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.